Log Talk Radio. All
right. Good evening, guys. Hopefully, we don't have any more technical issues right now. JD, are you here? JD?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Bro, I really don't know what is going on with this shit. Maybe it's probably every time we try to talk about this shit, something always something. I swear the government is probably tapping my phone right now. Okay, so since we all here collectively now, well, it's just me and JD, we're here for Music Mondays, but we're going to talk about music streaming tonight. And the only reason I really want to talk about it is because there was a video that popped up on the timeline this weekend, and then it disappeared. But I'm not going to tell y'all right now exactly what the video was. But it kind of sparked an interest to discuss the whole point of music streams and why these artists are going so hard doing music and they're not getting nothing. They're not making that much money for their streams, and their royalties fucking suck. So with that being said, are you ready to go ahead and tap into this shit?
Of course.
Hold on one second. I don't know what's going on, but like I said, it's probably they probably fucking like these motherfuckers didn't come up in here.
It's something, bro.
something ain't right. So, all right. So, give me one second. So, obviously, everybody knows that music streaming is the way that most artists, well, every artist right now is making their music. Streaming right now is how majority of the artists are making their music right now. We don't really do album sales anymore. People really don't buy albums anymore unless they're really, like, diehard fans. But we have so much access to be able to stream, it doesn't really make sense to go out and like spend, you know, $10 on an album when you paying $10 to Spotify or $10 to Apple Music. I don't even know how much Spotify is, my shit's free. But you're paying all these other streaming services your money. It doesn't make sense to put $10 into an album when you have all this unlimited music for the price that you pay for the album. So
yep.
Streaming actually started back in 93. Well, it didn't start in 93. The rise of streaming started in January of 1993. It started with the Internet Underground Music Archive, the IUMA, which launched as the first free online service, online music archive of MP3 downloadable songs. It allowed unsigned musicians to share music, communicate with their audience, you know, all that digital media shit that we actually maximize today now with the social media world, but it was just really on this platform. And then January 2002, they had the Last.fm. It launched as a platform that uses a music to build a detailed profile of each user's musical taste after recording details of the track that they listen to. Then we got, obviously, Pandora. Pandora flourished. Everybody still used Pandora. Back in September 2005, they launched as a rebranding effort for a music project with the goal of using algorithms and the complex song sorting programs to create personalized radio stations based on listeners' performances. And it started off free, but now you can pay $10. Like I said earlier, you can pay $10 a month for ad-free. All right, boom. Now we got 2007 in October. You got the, you know, criticisms about the music industry in general continue to grow as artists felt marginalized by the record labels who want more control of artists. In response to the lack of partnerships and collaborations between artists and record labels, Radiohead introduced a new payment and distribution model for the release of their seventh album, In the Rainbow. So this was basically their personal stuff for their music in 2007. I don't know why that was a milestone, but it was. Now you have SoundCloud, December 2007. SoundCloud launched as an online audio radio as an online audio distribution platform that allows musicians to distribute their tracks for free, adding a more social component similar to the music pages on MySpace. SoundCloud allowed artists and fans to communicate. Artists could share music with fans with a simple upload of a file, and fans could leave feedback on the track. SoundCloud is actually amazing. They also do have a pro program for a lot of your stuff that you do, like who's listening to your music, where they're listening to it. I don't think a lot of SoundCloud rappers take advantage of some of the services that they have to offer. But, you know, what is it called? We'll get on that later. I don't even know if I really want to tell y'all. I'd rather y'all pay for that information. But anyways, Bandcamp, 2008 January. Bandcamp, on an online music store, launched as a platform that allowed for smaller independent artists to share their music and direct themselves to an audience on a personal microsite. So I know a couple people that still use Bandcamp. Not a lot of people, you know, old heads that really just ain't up with what's going on with, you know, social media. Like, sometimes I do get Bandcamp, you know, links, and it's just like, bro, send me a SoundCloud link or something. Like, what is this?
Bandcamp is.
So this is what Bandcamp is. So the microsites also offered artist information, social media links, and merchandising. So basically, to me, Bandcamp is like, it seemed like it's just an EPK, basically, on, like, it's just an online EPK, basically. That's just what it is, electronic press kit. That's all it is, basically. So they got the social media links, your information, merchandising links. So your social media links also going to link to, like, whatever type of content you got in reference to, like, your videos, photo shoots, whatever, that people can go and look at. So Bandcamp is basically like an EPK. And a lot of artists don't even know what an EPK is, so I'm going to need y'all to go look that up. Now we got Spotify 2008. So they launched to tackle issues of music piracy, offering a seemingly infinite catalog of music for audience to listen to rather than get paid per download. Artists will receive part of a royalty. We're gonna talk about royalties later. A royalty payment each time their song was streamed. Spotify's business model relied on deriving revenue from advertisements playing on Spotify's free version and subscription fees incurred to access Spotify as the premium service. So there's also two issues with streaming, but you have just a general idea on how streaming decided to come up and make its way into this world. To me personally, I really think streaming is pointless. I don't really think a lot of the artists get basically what they deserve when it comes down to streaming, and I'm going to tell you why. Oh, give me a second, y'all. Give me a second. So they be raping y'all with this streaming shit, bro.
They're supposed to be thinking they get money off their streaming shit.
Right, like, it's bad. So, streaming obviously offers, it's basically just a convenience, like I said earlier. You have all these different streaming sites and all this shit or whatever. But as far as, like, the Spotify pays about 0.0062 0.0084 per stream to the holder of music rights. Now, the holder can be split amongst the record label, producers, artists, and songwriters. In short, streaming is a volume game. So they have, in this particular article, they're referencing Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift earned between $280,000 and $390,000 for her song Shake It Off, which garnered 43 million streams, according to a report. So you really have to stream in order to even make any money. Like, y'all artists right now, like, y'all putting all y'all music on these platforms, cool, go ahead, get out there, you know, get noticed, do what you got to do, be able to share your music to everybody. But the numbers. Y'all not making them numbers. And I keep telling everybody, like, it's really just a number game with everything. And it's not even so much as a number game with your music. It's a number game with, like, your social media presence and all that other shit. Like, if your numbers ain't high, you can't really do as much as you think that you really want to do. All right? And then, like, even when it's like, you can have a small social media following, but you can go viral. That number counts as everything, because that just makes people, that makes other people be like, damn, I might be interested in what they got. And then, boom, next thing you know, you starting off with, like, 1,500 followers in a week because something happened with your, you know, a video or something that you did that went viral because of them numbers. Even if them numbers ain't right, because people buy followers, people buy tweets, retweets, likes, and all that other shit. They be manipulating the game like shit. Now you have, like, 1,500 followers. Now you probably got, like, close to 10K because you went viral, them numbers. Now everybody's interested. Everything's a number game. So the whole idea of streaming is basically they don't want to pay y'all niggas. They don't want to pay y'all nothing.
To caveat off of that, though, people think that it's just the artists that are getting fucked, right? So back in the day, it was the artists who were always getting fucked because the record labels were making the money because they could easily fuck the artists and make the money because, of course, they are the distributors. They are the ones who are making the cash. Nobody's going to make the cash off of them except for, of course, the bigger, whoever they're signed to, if it's Universal or whatever the case may be. With the streaming, you have to think now, with the streaming, what happens is people have their own platforms, right? So with the streaming, people have that platform to be able to make the numbers, get the likes, get the retweets, get all that stuff, get the following, and then they say, okay, you know what? People like me. I'm going to sign up. And when you have people like, where is Cardi at? Not QC, but the actual label, Atlantic, right? Atlantic Records, they heard they can sign you, right, because they see that you have a following stuff. Because they're not getting sales like because of the fact that they are now seeing that everything is streaming. Well, they can't make the money that they used to with album sales. So now that they know streaming services are taking the money from them, they have to now hurry up and sign you real quick, fuck you over on your deal, because they're getting fucked over by the streaming services that take money from them. So if you're getting paid, let's say, 0.006, that's not even a cent. Like, you're not even getting paid a cent. For real.
And you so ain't getting paid shit.
If you're not even getting paid a cent, but the fact of the matter is that they say, hey, we're going to sign you for this much, $10,000 or whatever. That stuff that they say that you're getting when it comes to your shows, limos or whatever, your flights, all that shit that they talk about that they're upfronting you for, you think that that's coming out of a whole nother pocket. No, that's coming out the money that they actually signed you for. So that money that you think is coming up front that you're like, oh, I can ball out, nigga, nah. That ain't your money, cuz. That is still the label's money that they're using to fuck you over because they know they're not going to make the same money off of album sales. Album sales was getting what? Let me see what it was. I think it was like almost a dollar off of one song that you would make. Almost. So if you're streaming, you're getting 0.007 cents. Like, bro, you're not making nothing at all. And you're talking about, I want to become the biggest artist or whatever. You have to really be able to produce, have the following, and be able to do things yourself. And that's why a lot of people are going independent. Because you're sharing your money with too many people if you sign.
Yeah, too many people like that in your pocket. Okay, so just to say this, so since everybody got their hands in their pocket, the problem is, like, when y'all see these mainstream artists and shit like that, they got to pay, like, 30 people, all right?
Bruh.
They got to pay too many damn people. And then I really wanted to wait to discuss this, but actually, no, I'm going to wait. Okay, no, see right here. Okay, look, so what you were just saying, Diddy, have streaming met artists get paid less for their music. So the price of an album on a CD was $12. Artist revenue from selling a single album on a single album on CD was like $1.20. So after the label, the distributor and the retailer took their cut, an artist could expect to make $1.20 from selling an album on CD.
Correct.
Let's assume there was
a single
hold on, real quick.
Is 12 cents.
Wait, hold on, wait, hold up. So let's assume there are 10 tracks on an album. Seems like a fair average. So artist revenue from selling a single track on a CD equals 0.12, so 12 cents. All right, so far so good. So in the 90s, we can assume that a musician would make 12 cents for every track of theirs that someone bought as part of an album. Now let's look at streaming. Artist revenue from a single Spotify stream, 0.0011. This is less than Spotify's claim it pays artists, but it's a figure that the author of the information graphic thinks is more reliable. Okay, that's fair. Well, we know streaming ain't shit anyway, so we're going to run with that number. So since this is where the math comes in, and artists get 12 cents per track bought on CD and 0.0011 per track stream. So 109 Spotify streams equals one track purchase. That is it takes 109 Spotify streams for an artist to generate the same revenue they get by selling that track on a CD. So basically, streaming, you gotta really stream in order to even make a sale, a realistic sale. And they just robbing artists, and it's crazy.
But you know what's funny too is the fact that a lot of artists come out and all they're worried about are singles because they know they're not making money off of a 12 album track. Because if you think about it back in the day, right, you do a mixtape with six songs. It'd be a mixtape. Now people are doing albums with just six songs because the fact of the matter is the less songs that's on an album would be the most equivalent to be able to make as much as somebody who sold 24 songs back in the day to make the same revenue just about. Because if you're making 24 songs on an album, and let's say you're getting paid, what, 12 cents a single track on one? So you're trying to make up with 24 songs. Nowadays, you're just like, fuck it. If I have five songs and it actually hits, then I can make just as much as somebody who did back in the day, which is crazy now. I mean, it's crazy to see the numbers.
Yeah, it is crazy. And just like I said earlier, this because streaming is one of them is just now a service where it's they really just trying to make as much money as they can and just cut the artists out, you know, as much as they can, which is nuts. Hold on a second. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna talk about that video that I saw.
Ahead.
2 days ago. That video was wild. So I know y'all remember when Drake put him, he was struggling apparently to sell out arenas. So this is my problem that I have with streaming. So if Drake, hypothetically speaking, I don't know how true this is, so that's why we're going to hypothetically talk about it. If Drake was struggling to sell out arenas, how was he streaming so fucking much? If you're streaming, if you're getting them numbers by streaming, why are you struggling to sell out an arena? Does that make sense?
Well, also, you got to think about it. The only thing you got to think about, too, is the fan base that he has, right? The big fan base that he has. He never struggled with that when it was album sales. Because remember, when there was album sales, people were actually buying.
Yeah, of course. But now we're talking about streaming. When it was album sales, it was all good. But now I'm talking about the video, JD.
But I'm talking about too because you got to think about it. A lot of people were saying that they for Drake he had diehard fans that were still buying albums. So if he had a hard time selling out arenas, right? How diehard were his fans?
Let me finish. Okay, so if he had, like you said, all these diehard fans, why was he struggling to sell out arenas? Okay, now. There was a video that was posted on Twitter that was deleted. It is a streaming farm. Basically, it's like a facility where they got nothing but phones and everything hooked up where they are streaming music. I would post it, but the only problem is they're gonna probably flag my account and it's probably gonna get deleted. And it's in a video. It was literally nothing but phones hooked up to different hooked up. On like shelves, like y'all know when y'all go into like the cell phone store, and you go and pick out your cases. It was literally like, but they were connected, and it was just doing nothing but streaming. Now, that's how a lot of these mainstream artists, hypothetically speaking, are probably getting their numbers, period. I'm not saying that nobody is out here streaming their music or listening to it, because you know what, some of us are. But for them to hike up their numbers the way that they are, it's just like, are people really streaming that much music? They're manipulating the process, because that's the only way that they can make their money. They manipulate everything. Anything that they need to benefit them, they're going to manipulate it. That's why I had made a comment before, like, I don't really like talking about mainstream artists with artists that ain't really on their same level, because the formula and the machine is completely different, period. And yeah, I really want y'all to see this video, but I really can't post it. But a lot of their accomplishments is just manipulated. So we sit up here and we idolize a lot of these, you know, hypothetically speaking, a lot of these artists, you know, that are mainstream. But it's like, what is really behind y'all? What is it that is going on that we actually don't see? Because I can honestly believe a streaming mill. Because my fucked up head, I was thinking about one day, like, you know what? What if I buy mad cell phones, right? And I just, like, pay somebody to just continuously, no. And like my son, like, he a rapper, right? So I'm like, you know what? I gotta get him on. I gotta do something. So I'm like, what if I just, like, get mad phones and just have somebody just, or just have somebody just that ain't got nothing to do, just click your fucking music, click. Don't even listen to it. Bro, just click it. Let it play for like 2 seconds. Run it back. Click it again. Like, that's a stream. You don't even have to listen to the whole entire song at all. Like, that is a stream. And just by me thinking like that, I'm like, okay, well, this makes sense. Because the only thing they're doing is they running the same song over. Like, if it's a single, boom, run that single. They got over 1,000 phones in this video. Run that single.
You know what I think, too, though? You know how there's always the how many sales or how many listens or whatever. Because I think they went by sales. But nobody really goes by sales anymore. It's just by listens, I think, now, right? So when you listen to, like, let's say Everyday Struggle, right, and Academics gives these numbers of the top, you know, sales, or if they're going to be on the top billboards and shit like that. Have you ever thought that when the names, it's the names of the person, and then who's backing them, basically paying for the stream farm? So let's say they were like, you know what, we're gonna go to Atlantic, and Atlantic is gonna have this stuff playing over and over. They're gonna pay somebody to play the shit over and over again, and the numbers are gonna get high. Because remember, Nicki thought she was about to be the top seller or whatever, and then it went to was it Travis Scott?
Mhm.
Yeah, Travis Scott, and he beat her out. And it was like, she was like, wait, what the fuck? How that happened? And they were talking about because of merchandise and all this other stuff. What if it's not merchandise? What if it's just, hey, we're going to pay these people.
Okay, wait. I got an article for you. Hold on. Music streaming has a nearly undetectable fraud problem. All right.
So, what that means
is that they be lying. They be lying. Period. So, go ahead, JD. Finish your thoughts while I get this information together.
So my thoughts more so is just like paying, because remember back in the day, people would pay to get their stuff on the radio, to get played I don't know how many times or whatever, whatever the package was. Of course, it was illegal to do that, but of course somebody's saying, hey, I want to go get this, I'm going to go pay somebody to play on the radio. No, it just was an unspoken word that happened. I'm cool with you. I'll pay you this amount of money. Play my shit in rotation. Now, with streaming, you don't really need the radio anymore, because with streaming, it's just streaming. And if you have the big name or so, because let me also put in this, too. What about all the Lils that are coming out all of a sudden? Lil Xan.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Lil,
nobody was listening to Lil Xan, Lil Pete, Lil this, Lil that. Where did these motherfuckers just come from that all of a sudden they just, oh, this rapper has this many sales? Bitch, I don't even know you and where you from. There's no interviews. There's nothing. Like, how the fuck did you get a name all of a sudden? You just the top seller out of everybody in hip-hop. What the fuck? Where the fuck did that come from?
I'm saying, like, a lot of these labels, they got a bunch of, like, bro, the labels are so fucked up. Like, they got a whole bunch of these little niggas that's sitting at the label chilling, you know? And especially with Atlantic. Like, it's like Atlantic is like a fucking homeless shelter, bro. Like, they got nothing but, like, they got nothing but artists that, you know, that we never heard about that's literally lingering around waiting for their turn. It's like, all right, boo, it's your turn. Come out here. You're going to do what you do. We're going to promote you. We're going to do all this shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get your name out there. And it's just like the industry is a revolving door. These labels are a revolving door. Like, it's so many of them just sitting down there at the label just waiting to get put on. And they just have all these people that they can just, you know, at their disposal just to do what they got to do with them. That's why we be seeing so many people, like, you know, all these new rappers, like, where they come from, like, who that, this, them, third. Like, it's the label. Like, the label, like, everybody functions by entertainment. Entertainment is the thing that makes everybody go. So if they got all these artists that's, you know, just chilling and then they just coming out of the woodwork like a portal, like, these motherfuckers dropping from the sky, like, it's just for them to keep their money coming in. Like, they don't even have to have talent at this point no more. Because the only thing they need to do is they need to be out here looking crazy, doing stupid shit, all this, like, bro, the way that we respond to shit is ridiculous sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And they know that. Yep. And you know what? Big ups to them. You know, it works. But it's not going to work for long.
But it's fucking them over at the same time because they're happy just to have the fame. But they think that they're going to have money with that fame. No, it's just all you're doing is getting your name out there. That's it. You're not really getting sales. You're not getting any branding for, like, let's say, like, Lil Yachty with Sprite and shit like that, right? Or you're not getting that shit. You're just out here with the name out here, Lil Xan overdosing on Cheetos in the hospital. Like,
right. And that was another one that was just sitting at the label waiting to get put on. Like, bro, how you overdose on Cheetos, hot Cheetos, and now you're in the hospital? Like, what? Now, it's all clickbait. Just like, okay, so just like we were saying, click fraud with the streaming. Like, they cannot detect nothing. Like, click fraud, the use of automatic digital bots to click on payment-generating links and steal money by pretending to be consumers has long been a problem in the online advertising industry. Websites stand to lose as much as $7.2 billion from fraudulent traffic. How they losing so much of this money and these artists is making $3 in royalties for them getting over 100, like, close to a million streams.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. So this was a study back in 2016, but you already know it's way worse now. So in the U.S. alone, the streaming industry is projected to reach roughly $12 billion by 2019. 20 years, that's it. So the advent of servers like Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, and Tidal, along with their prepayment models, has created an alluring target for fraudsters who need only a few auto-generated dance tunes on a, you know, whatever. But that goes into now, like, I know it was a point in time, I don't know how true it was, where they were saying that Tidal has falsified their streaming numbers. You remember that?
Yeah, and then after that, then it went to, because then Tidal brought up, well, what's going on with Apple, because then who was doing the same thing, because the problem was it came at that time when Apple just started the Apple Music. And so they were like, is this just a ploy to get people away from Tidal to go to Apple Music with the whole Drake and the radio and all that stuff too? So I don't know how that became, because – well, one was Tidal was like, we're here for the artists, and no other streaming service was like that. For Spotify, it was Taylor Swift and Chance took their shit off of Spotify because they weren't getting paid. So they were like, no, you're not going to stream our shit. And then Tidal was Jay-Z getting on it, was saying, we're all going to be here and we're going to back our artists up and make sure they get paid what they're supposed to. Now, the problem was there was never a number of what they're getting paid with the streaming. So nothing ever came out to say, this is how much you're going to get paid on Tidal, and this is what you were getting paid on Spotify. All we heard was Tidal is actually backing up his artists, and then you had a whole bunch of artists up there with Jay-Z, like, yes, we're supporting it. So I don't know what happened with how much money or how much money, yeah, how much money the artists were actually getting, except from the difference of Spotify and SoundCloud and all that. Like now, it seems like now from what I'm watching and what I'm listening to, is SoundCloud is actually the worst for everything. Tidal is up there, but they keep getting sued. Not anymore, but they were getting sued a lot when it first started. And now YouTube has YouTube Music, and then you have Spotify, which seems to be doing better because now they're letting artists upload their own. They're going to start letting artists upload their own stuff at some point to Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem
right.
is still the problem is the pay-wise. Nobody understands the pay of what they're doing because it sounds like SoundCloud is letting you upload, but they're also taking a lot of the percentage of whatever you're uploading to. I guess if you're a partnership, I'm thinking, or if you're signed under.
Well, actually, I was looking at their new. I was looking at their new streaming services that they have now, where they're allowing artists to actually get revenue for their streams because they weren't doing that before. And I need y'all to start reading contracts. I need you to start reading the terms and conditions because the terms and conditions is kind of fucked up. It's basically like it's like if you're gonna use their platform, they own basically 80% of your shit. And then y'all wondering why like y'all don't get no hefty royalty check. Like I've seen a royalty check not too long ago, and I know dude was like posting his music for like 3 years, and he got like $28 in a royalty check. And he got mad streams, and I'm just like, nigga, what the fuck? Why are you even making music? Nigga, you can't even take nobody
job.
No bitch out to dinner. Huh?
Like
you can't even go and buy you nothing. Like, nigga,
nothing.
What are you doing? So you guys gotta really read them terms and conditions because they really be taking a big chunk and then your royalties don't add up and it's like, Oh, man.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad because a lot of artists out there thinking they're going in for the long run, and they're really not getting anything in the long run. And then you wonder why you have – and then, you know, you have the people that are one-hit wonders, and everybody talks about them like, oh, you're back working at Burger King. Well, nigga, they didn't read the fucking contract. They didn't know that they wasn't getting pennies for shit. They don't own nothing. Like –
they don't own nothing. They don't, and then a lot of them also too. They don't go and try to negotiate nothing, and then they don't go and you know they don't have the right people with them surrounding them, so they don't go and walk into some stupid shit. Like it's a lot. Like if y'all gonna stream y'all music, stream your music. But if y'all really trying to go into the business aspect of the music industry, y'all got to be a little bit smarter because at this point in time, 80% of y'all are literally just making music and you're posting it. And that's just it. And y'all think that that's basically it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is a melting pot of artists that want to come up and that all want to eat. And a lot of you guys have the same characteristics when it comes time for y'all to actually put y'all music out there. 20% is out here really grinding, doing what they got to do, making them connections. But if you want to be a SoundCloud rapper, if you want to be a Spotify rapper, if you want to be a Tidal rapper, well, Tidal don't even, does Tidal put artist music on their shit? No.
Yeah,
right?
They do. So, yes.
Oh,
they do.
They
have,
you know what? They put it up there based on music distribution. Like, it's music distribution sites where you can distribute your music to Tidal.
But also, Tidal has a Rising Stars thing, too. So they have a Rising Stars hip-hop scene. They have a Rising Stars for R&B. I'm sure they have it for the other genres. But the thing is, with the Rising Stars, really, unless you're looking for somebody that you like, oh, let me just see if so-and-so's on here or if my homeboy or something's on there. The Rising Star is more so of the people that already have a backing behind them and they're coming up. Meaning they're about to be known.
The
but
numbers. That's
right,
why I say it's a number game. It's not for no low niggas. It's for niggas that actually got the numbers and the audience.
Correct. And for regular people, yes, right now you can put your stuff on anything, to be honest. You can put your stuff on Tidal, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, everything. You can put your music on everything. But if you do not have the following, first off, you're not going to get the plays like that. Second off, when you put it up there, you're not getting paid. People think that just because their stuff is on Apple Music and on Tidal that they're going to start getting paid. Bro, no, you're not. Your stuff is just there, just like it was on SoundCloud. It's just there. You're not getting anything from it because you have to be streamed amount of times, and not only streamed amount of times, but also you have to have somebody backing you up to be able to even get the revenue of the 0.007 cents that you're going to get.
All right, so long story short, hold on real quick. I want to note on this article real quick because these numbers is crazy. So this lady, she's in Sweden, Zoe Keaton. She's an artist, and she details about her. This happened in 2013, but we all still in the same shit. So she had made note that after her songs have been played more than 1.5 million times on Pandora over 6 months, she earned $1,600. On Spotify, over 6 months, she earned $1,600. Okay. On Spotify, 131,000 plays last year netted her only $547.
Ooh.
On average, 0.42 cents a day. All right. And this was her royalties. Like I was just saying, like, dude had, like, I think he got close to 1 million plays and he got a $28 royalty check. Like, and this was like, I was so mad. I'm like, why did you even write it? Why did you even cut a check? This is tax money.
Yeah.
Take it. So, like, bro, like, y'all got so fucking. By the time I take that shit to the bank and that shit clear, I done spent that shit already. You know, like.
Hey, that ain't even no DoorDash money, bro.
Bro, he can't even go to the damn studio and lay a track down with $28 and y'all giving out royalties. Like, royalties are supposed to be, like, good money. You feel me? Y'all got in fucking waitress
checks.
Bro, I'm so done. Like, no, but that's just the reality of it. And before I go ahead and close this shit out, what I do want to say is I want to tell y'all, I know y'all are literally just out here just trying to, you know, chase fame. You know, like, if y'all rapping as a hobby, all right, you know what, rap as a hobby. What I will say is I'm offering you guys brand development artist packages, all right? Y'all interested, y'all can hit me up, all right? And it's not only going to just be, like, you posting your songs and you doing this and that. Like, if you want that presence and you want to actually, like, excel and do what you have to do to the next level, holler at me. I'll help you. And if you don't want to do that, this is an alternative for you. If you're a SoundCloud rapper, I'm going to need for you guys to actually invest a little $10. I think it's like I think I pay like $15 a month. $15 a month on SoundCloud Pro, and it literally tracks everything that you do as far as who the fuck is listening to your music, what cities, what countries, whatever. Now, this will be a perfect time for you guys to see what hot city your shit is playing. Oh, also, too, Apple Music, off of the same service, and whatever your top three is, that's where y'all need to focus. So, long story short, when you go and pay for your SoundCloud Pro, you actually pinpoint where a lot of your fan base actually is, and y'all go there.
Hey,
y'all go to the club. Huh?
Let me caveat off of that. Also, for people that don't understand where their fan base comes from or where their likes come from, if you're on Twitter and you have, let's say, you have a following, a nice following, people follow back, talk to you, da da da. You can also look on Twitter to people that interact with you more so are from, where, what city they're in, if they're in another country. What you can find your fan base. This is right now. Technology has been put to where you can actually track who really cares about you, because until you find out who really cares about you, you will not understand the focus point that you're supposed to put your energy in. So that's another platform you can look.
Okay. So like I said, why before JD piggyback, y'all need to actually, y'all need to start, you know, networking more. Y'all need to be a little bit more social. You need to go to these, you know, you need to find, you know, club promoters and shit that's in these hotspot cities where your fan base is. Because if your fan base is majority, like let's say it's in Houston, you know what I'm saying? You talk about, oh, I'm going to be in Houston, this and third. Hashtags are important. I'm just going to give y'all a little bit. Y'all can figure the rest of the shit out, or you can actually come to me. I'll give you a free consultation. We can discuss it. We can see where we can go, you know, this and the third, just so y'all can actually have an understanding. Like, if y'all just doing this for a hobby, don't fucking call me, all right? Don't hit me up. Don't do none of that. But if y'all really serious, y'all need to actually start connecting with people, and y'all need to start moving, because if y'all just, you know, uploading your shit and sitting on Twitter, bro, you're not going to, I don't know what the, and then y'all don't have no visuals, y'all don't, bro, stop, just go work a regular 9-to-5, and that's it, and you know, if you want to do this as a hobby, please just say this is a hobby, and you don't want to be a rapper, or a singer, or whatever, because you don't, period, and then y'all be scared to, like, connect with people, and y'all be so lost, like, some of y'all I be talking to, I y'all really be lost, and I just be feeling bad, because it's like, y'all don't really know exactly what it is that y'all really need, but it's something that, you know, like, if you're lost, okay, but like I said, if it's a hobby, don't hit me up, I don't care, all right, what we do is not a hobby, you feel me, but like I said, hobby, stay over there, if you're really serious about what you're doing, and you need help to, you know, not, you know, to get to the next level, and or to actually build your brand a little bit bigger, holler at me. I'll give you a free consultation. So with that being said, you know, y'all stream this podcast. We don't get paid for it, but stream this podcast. All right, give us a play. You know,
maybe
if
I get,
you got a
maybe
homeboy,
I get your attention.
If you got a homeboy or a homegirl or whatever, go stream their music because they really fucking need it. You know, if you can, buy the album. All right, buy their music, buy their single, do something. Even though, you know, these music distributions going to take their cut, at least it's more than a fucking stream. So go buy their single. Go support your people.
$0.99 is not bad, bro.
No, like, you know, they single might be 99 cents. They might get 60, but that's way more than them getting less than a penny for a stream. So go ahead. Go and support your people. And please don't let these mainstream rappers intimidate y'all for success, because a lot of this shit is a machine, and a lot of this shit is manipulation, and a lot of this shit is more than what it actually is. And it is discouraging as fuck, and I do understand, but you got to stay focused if this is something that you really just want to do. And on that note, good luck.
Yeah. God bless.
Good fucking luck. But it's been real. And like I said, y'all need help, holler at me. I'll give y'all a free consultation only this week. Next week I'm charging. So, yeah, that's all I got. Y'all have a good night. So,
you do the same,
wait, you got
bro.
Something? You got something?
No, you know what I hate, though? Why the fuck does it get so dark so fast now, bro? It was dark at like 4 o'clock. I thought it was nighttime.
Bro.
I thought it was bedtime.
Okay, so ironically, the fact that y'all time, well, no, y'all time do go back, right? Y'all do change y'all time in California, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right, because the time went back, bro. It's fall back, so now it's going to get darker earlier. JD, get off my line. Y'all have a good night.
No, but you know what? No, but bro, for real, it seemed like it got dark. It gets dark fast as fuck. Like, bro, it didn't get that dark that fast. I don't think so. But anyway.
Bro. I fucking hate you. Good night, y'all. Good fucking night.